If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we continue knowing, loving you, and serving you. As we continue through this third week of Lent, lead us to understand, to learn, and to grow in our ability to be your servants now and always. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, now we're in the book of Deuteronomy. And this is, of course, you know, just as you notice, a lot of, in ordinary time, we've been going through a book a week, and not through the entire book, but we've been skipping around, but doing different parts. But you notice, and this has been happening all through Lent, we go through a different reading from a different book every week. So we're not following along, for example, a week of the book of Jonah, and then a week of the book of Daniel, and then a week or a couple weeks of Genesis and Exodus, a couple weeks. No, what we're looking at is reading from one book, then a reading from another, and then a reading from another, so it skips around and during Lent. And it's so that we can also be led to understand the call to be servants of the Lord, and also recognize the power of the Lord in our lives, and also our call to repent, because that's what Lent is all about. We have to be people who realize that our walk with the Lord has to be where the Lord is number one and everything else follows beyond that. So what was it? There used to be a great book, I imagine still is, by Gale Sayers. And it was I Am Third. And what he said was, the Lord is first, my family is second, and I am third. I think he learned that from his grandfather, who passed it down to his father and passed it down to him. So that's this message where we realize making God number one, making God the most important thing. That's why our prayer every day is so important. That's why living our faith is so important. And it's not a matter, and we have to be careful of this, not making God so central to our life that we are completely useless in everything we do. That's an expression that I learned a long time ago, which is being heavenly minded but no earthly good. But what we want to have is that good balance where God and our servants, service of God is number one, because we're devoted to God, that's central, and then everything else comes around that. So it's focused out of that. In light of that, we see this passage from Deuteronomy. Now, remember what Deuteronomy is. Deuteronomy is the book of Moses explaining the rules that are to apply to the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, as they're about to enter into Israel. Remember, Hebrews, Israel, Jews, Judah, they're all the same people. So he's telling them before they go into the promised land what these statutes and ordinances they are to follow, because they are coming straight from God. They are based on the Ten Commandments, which we see in the book of Exodus. And in the book of Leviticus, we see a whole bunch of rules. Some of those rules are in Deuteronomy. Some of them are not. And so we see these powerful, and these rules that we see in Deuteronomy, these are the ones that will apply when they enter into the promised land. So that's an important consideration. And so as we look at these rules, what Moses is explaining to the people is that they are witnesses to the wisdom of God. And if they follow these rules, then they will be living as people who are not only living in a just society, but also showing the rest of the world the justice of their God, the mercy of their God, the love of their God, and the importance of knowing that one God. all the rest of the gods, remember, in all the rest of the countries are actually these pagan gods, which ultimately, when Christianity arrives and Christianity overtakes the paganism, people will realize are not the just gods that the God we see in the book of Deuteronomy, the God of Jesus that we see in the Gospels, they're not these just gods, because people have to work very hard to always please those gods, whereas this God is looking for people to love one another, and in doing so, they are loving God. You love God, love neighbor. That's why the Ten Commandments are based on loving God, loving neighbor, and that combination is central. Now, one of the things we see here is when we don't understand that combination, then we may seek to love others, but we don't know how to do that. But when we seek to love God first and then love neighbor, then we will have a good balance and a good group of wisdom of how we can love our neighbor. So we're looking at that here. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, again, we are during this time of Lent evaluating our program. And so what I'm asking you to do is the most important thing is pray for our program. That's essential. Please do that. Father, what would you like us to do for the show? Pray for the show. What's the most important thing? Pray for the show. Father, is there anything we can do for you? Pray for the show. That's what I want you to do. So the Lord will guide us to see what to do with our show and where to take our show. In the future, you know, where is the direction that he wants us to take the program? And what I'm going to ask you to do in light of that is not only pray for the program, but also if you want to make any comments, you want to send comments, you can do it through the website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can do it through the parish website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org, SaintAnthonyAlston.org. You can do all kinds of things to spread the word, to tell us what you think of the program, and also spread the word of the program. If you'd like to make a monetary donation, that's fine too. You can find that at the donate tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also find it over at stanthonyalston.org. And your monetary donation can help us. But, you know, we also would request comments, whether you send a donation or not, how the program has touched you, the important thing. So we're going to ask for that. If you want to mail them anything, you want to mail comments and or donation, it's at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And thank you very much. So we're looking at these powerful teachings from Deuteronomy, and what Deuteronomy represents is the great wisdom of God. And so this is extremely powerful, understanding this wisdom, which is the power of God. And this is one of the things that, again, you all know where St. Anthony Parish is. You know it's at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. If you don't know where 43 Holton Street is, we are surrounded by the Boston side of Harvard University. As a matter of fact, most of the property around here, the commercial property is owned by Harvard. So we're surrounded by Harvard University. We're just down the street from the WGBH, or no, the GBH Educational Foundation, which houses WGBH radio and TV, and the other stations, Channel 44, Channel 44. There's also isn't there a station out in Springfield that's part of the GBH Educational Foundation? I believe it is. So anyway, that's where we are, very much a university area. Boston University's down the street, and then there's Lesley College, and just so many colleges in the area. Boston College is the other way, and of course, we're in a very strong educational area. And of course, many people in the educational world do not believe in God, and so they're resting strictly on human wisdom. But our role is to follow divine wisdom, and that's what we have to do. And so when we realize what this is all about here, it's all about divine wisdom, the wisdom of the Lord guiding Moses and his people. And now we're getting into Deuteronomy and what happens at the end of Deuteronomy. That is, Moses is not allowed into the promised land and Joshua takes over. And so the wisdom of God now works through Joshua. So we see that powerful reality, that powerful truth, that we work through divine wisdom and we work through human wisdom. Now, if you've ever come to any of the masses here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, and you know you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, you always know I use the example of Harvard University and the physics department to help people understand the difference between the two. So, Harvard University, and of course I could do that for any of the local colleges, but you have the physics department. So if someone from the physics department comes over and speaks to me about physics, I'm going to listen to everything he says because I don't know anything about physics. I think I got a C in my physics class in high school, and it was a friend of mine teaching it. That should tell you how well I know physics. But you understand that that's where human wisdom is, especially when we're talking about physics, the physics department, any one of these local colleges. But in universities, but when the physics isn't going to be to the same level as divine wisdom, and we're called to live by divine wisdom and human wisdom, with divine wisdom being given the priority, but it's divine wisdom and human wisdom, faith and science, not faith or science, not divine wisdom or human wisdom. We're called to live divine wisdom and human wisdom. And those combined, working together, lead us to be this call and shows us the path to follow to build a divine, build a just society. That's what we're called to do. And we can't do that without prayer. Prayer is essential. But this is what Deuteronomy is all about, teaching that powerful message of divine wisdom and human wisdom. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.